Lord, we even thank the majority for their rising up to give us the spark and the fire to stand up and to speak up.
Members of the clergy coalition stood on the steps of Buffalo City Hall demanding the district conduct a nationwide search for a new school leader.
We need to have a national search to get the best possible candidate that we can get for our Buffalo public school system.
Reverend Mark Blue is with the Baptist Ministers Conference of Buffalo and vicinity.
I'm sick and tired of those who really don't care and just think this is a business without giving the public the opportunity to have their voices heard.
The current search for a deputy superintendent who could replace interim superintendent Don Ogilvie as the next school leader has been centering around local candidates. Buffalo School Board Minority Member Barbara Seals-Nevergold joined the coalition's announcement, but she says they're in yet another battle. She wants to hold public meetings next week to discuss the superintendent search, but the board's majority is denying her use of school buildings.
That this is extremely unprecedented in, you know, this particular tack that has been taken, and that has never happened. We had a community meeting when Mr. Ogilvie became the deputy, and there was no board vote to do that.
The clergy coalition is also demanding the district restore funding for summer school for students in kindergarten through sixth grade.
It's our money. It's taxpayer money. We put the money in the budget. We pay the taxes.
But the district cited poor attendance and a failure to boost academics as a reason for cutting the program. The coalition fears low-income students will lose their learning momentum without summer school help. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.